I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. A Coweta County student has died of liver failure due to complications with the flu. 15-year-old Kira Molina died on Tuesday at a hospital in Atlanta after she'd been sick for less than a week. The Department of Public Health says this flu season has been the worst in years and will last several more weeks. Dr. Patrick O'Neill is DPH commissioner.
We definitely recommend that folks, if they have a primary care physician, and it may be a mid-level practitioner that's part of that, if at all possible, contact that person to get their immunization or their antivirals rather than going to the emergency departments.
700 people in Metro Atlanta have been hospitalized this flu season. 37 people have died from the flu. The Buckhead Coalition, who endorsed Mary Norwood in her run for mayor, came together to hear from the new Atlanta mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms. Lance Bottoms addressed the group during its annual meeting yesterday, as GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Atlanta Together was the theme of this year's annual meeting of the city's business and political elite. Mayor Bottoms says Atlanta is positioned to keep growing economically and reputationally.
The fact that we are a finalist for Amazon really speaks to our reputation and our brand as a city. We are the economic and cultural engine of the Southeast, and I promise that will not end over the next 4 years.
She also says that Buckhead is stronger when the rest of the city is strong as well. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The director of the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has resigned amid questions of her investments in tobacco and pharmaceutical companies. As GPB's Bradley George reports, Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald led the agency for less than a year.
Earlier this week, Politico reported Fitzgerald purchased stock in a tobacco company 1 month after becoming CDC director. She also bought shares of drug companies Merck and Bayer and health insurer Humana. Other investments prevented her from testifying before Congress on issues like cancer prevention and opioid addiction. In a statement, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says Fitzgerald's complex financial interests, quote, imposed a broad recusal, limiting her ability to complete all her duties as CDC director. Fitzgerald led Georgia's Department of Public Health before former HHS Secretary Tom Price appointed her to lead the CDC in July of last year. For GPB News, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.
In sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Charlotte Hornets last night, 123-110. Former Hawk Dwight Howard returned to Phillips Arena, scoring 20 points against his old team. Atlanta will now travel to Boston on Friday to play against the top-ranked Celtics. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.